someone becomes sick, you say, she what sick? She...
She's very sick?
Yeah, but in the process of becoming sick, she what sick? She...
She is? She is?
Well, would you say she took sick or she got sick or she was taken sick?
She was taken sick.
The person goes out in the rain and what's a cold? The person...
Catches.
Would you say catches cold or catches a cold?
I'd say catches cold.
Alright, the person who is caught cold has difficulty talking, has become what?
What? Speechless?
Yeah, but what about the voice? The person talks, was it?
Laryngitis?
Yeah, what?
Horse?
And the person might also have a
cough.
And the doctor comes over and says, haven't you what your pills? Haven't you
taken?
Person can't hear, he's
deaf.
Today the person sweats hard, yesterday the person what hard?
Sweat.
Someone says, did you take that pencil? And you say, no, I didn't take that pencil. He
took it.
A large sore with a core in it.
Boil.
What is that stuff on the inside of it called?
Pus.
And shot by a bullet. Someone shoots you with a bullet. You have a bullet what?
Wound.
And if the another name for scar tissue. Flesh, some kind of flesh. Or
proud flesh.
Is that the same thing as scar tissue in your mind?
No.
How does it differ from scar tissue?
Well, I'd say scar tissue is like you have a scar, but
yeah.
That proud flesh is like a growth.
The person dies and they have to call in the coroner.
Mm-hmm.
They say they don't know what he
died of.
And after he died, they put his body in a
casket.
And then they laid him out in the
undertaker's.
And then after the wake was over, the cars all lined up. What kind of a procession was that? A
funeral.
What?
Funeral procession.
Okay, and then they took the body out to the
cemetery.
All right, and there they did what with the body? With the
buried him.
Okay, and the family was in?
Mourning.
This is a disease, something like arthritis, starts with an R.
Rheumatism?